621 1320 WILS. Another concern coming up now is that all these policies, the immigration policies, could affect and even potentially hurt our economy and our job situation here in Michigan. Dr. Gary Wolfram with us, Hillsdale College professor of economics, to give us his thoughts. Dr. Wolfram, great to have you on WILS.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah. What do you do you believe that? Because I know there were some economists talked to M Live at the W.E. Upjohn Institute for Employment Research. They said it could have a negative impact on our jobs prospects here in Michigan. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do. I think the Trump programs on taxation and regulation will definitely help the Michigan economy. But I think this movement on immigration will be a negative.
Why is that?
Well, I think that it will create uncertainties for people that are thinking about moving to Michigan, for one. Mm-hmm. You want to have as large a pool of workers as you possibly can, particularly in industries where folks can do the job more efficiently than folks here can. Mm-hmm. And I think it just creates uncertainty when you do an executive order suddenly without it looking like it was thought through in great detail. You sort of think, well, what other policies might happen this way as well?
Well, one of the things I know he's looking at these, I think they're what H-1 visas, I believe they're called, but they're the visas for high-level workers. He wants companies to make sure they can't find the talent here in the U.S. before bringing in people from overseas. What do you think of that idea?
Well, I think it shouldn't be the government telling me who is best for my job, that you know, the job that I have. Mm-hmm. I don't think the government should be restricting the number of people who can seek out this job. We might say, well, yeah, we should do that so Americans have the job, but that's just not efficient. Why would we not allow two individuals, if I choose to hire you and you want to work for me, why should the government tell me that I can't do that?
Okay. Do you think we'll actually see a noticeable effect on the Michigan economy from this?
You know, I don't think it's going to, you know, affect Michigan GDP by 2% or something. Mm-hmm. In fact, it might be sort of the case of the seen and the unseen. Maybe Michigan economy grows by 1% less than it otherwise would have. I think that's more likely to be the case, that you won't get the growth that you otherwise would have. So, and many times that's sort of a problem with public policy is what I like to call the seen and the unseen. You don't see the growth that otherwise would have come.
Talking to Dr. Gary Wolfram, Hillsdale College professor of economics. Donald Trump also announced this week this executive order to cut regulations. He wants these agencies basically to cut two or identify two regulations they'll cut for every new one they propose. What do you think the effect of that's going to be?
Oh, I think that will be a positive effect. Particularly small business. And when you think about regulations, large companies have an army of lawyers and compliance officers and everything else to deal with regulations, whereas small business, it's really a burden for them. And it is small business that is where we get growth and where we get innovation and where new jobs are provided. And I think that this is a strong positive for the economy.
His opponents, though, say this is they point to places like the EPA. They say this is potentially going to cause regulations that actually protect us to be cut. What do you think of that?
Yeah, no, I don't think that will be the case. I think it will cause them to have to think through what is an optimal policy or what is an efficient policy, and to say, okay, we have to look at the benefits versus the cost. If you want to eliminate all pollution, even if you cut out all manufacturing, you wouldn't do that, because if you sort of remember, we're too young to remember, but people used to, use horses, and she had horse dung in the streets, and all the problems with the water supplies that we used to have. So I think that it may in fact strengthen our environment, because who can afford to have good environment? People who are wealthy. You have to give up some products in order to have cleaner air, cleaner air, and you know we're able to do that because you know we're not sub-Saharan Africa.
Right. And what do you think? How soon are we going to see any real direct impact to our Michigan economy if we get these tax cuts and really significant regulation cuts?
Oh, I think you may see it rather rapidly because people have to look forward when you're deciding whether to open a new business or whether you're deciding to expand your business. You have to make a guess at what's going to be happening in the future. And as soon as you see that things are happening in the future that are going to be positive to allow you to make a living and, you know, encourage you to innovate, then I think it could have an effect that happens pretty quickly.
Okay, and when you look at our national debt and all the other factors we're facing now, how optimistic are you really about what's ahead for us?
Oh, I am optimistic. Actually, it's sort of interesting if you read Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations. He talks about in the Wealth of Nations that he says the every individual to better his own condition when suffered to exert itself with freedom and security is so powerful a principle. It is alone and without any assistance capable of surmounting 100 impertinent obstructions with which the folly of human laws too often encumbrances its operation. So what he was saying, he said, look, markets are so powerful that they can overcome the things that government is putting on it. And as you remove those government regulations, we will do better. And, you know, we'll find a way to deal with deal with the deficit.
Really, how's that going to happen, realistically?
Well, I mean, because you have innovation. I mean, people are going to figure out a way, okay, here's how I can finance this. And I think as people become aware of the fact that the real problem with the debt and deficit is that it masks what the cost of government is. You demand more government. Mm-hmm. Milton Friedman said, I'd rather have a small government with a deficit than a large government that balances its budget. So there are problems, no question, with large government debt. Yeah. But I think that we're capable of outgrowing that. I think that that an economy is capable of growing fast enough to make that not a problem in terms of whether we can pay that debt back.
And the key to that growth, what is that going to be?
The key to that growth is going to be a return to the philosophy of that markets are the way of providing wealth for the poor, and that limited government is important for individual liberty. Mm-hmm. So if we begin to look at every piece of legislation from that perspective, mm-hmm. I think we'll do very well.
Do you think Donald Trump will be able to pull that off?
Well, you know, it's always hard to know about Donald Trump, but you know, I do think he is capable of doing that. Now, whether he will actually do that's another question. But I think he is capable of doing that. Sure.
Dr. Gary Wolfram, Hillsdale College professor of economics, right here on 1320 WILS. Dr. Wolfram, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me.
6:30 now. When we come back, we'll talk about the. What's coming up tonight? Primetime television. President Trump is going to announce his nominee for the Supreme Court. We'll also get some further perspective on the effects of this immigration ban. Dr. Herb London will be here next. We'll also talk about this effort to bring the embassy, the U.S. Embassy in Israel, to Jerusalem. A new online petition calling on Donald Trump to take action on that. That's all next here on WILS.